Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is your boy, Mr. Parker, back with another podcast. And I am here this time to talk about something that I always said growing up, I never do. And I still ain't done it. I ain't done it. But it's snitch time. And in this episode, we're going to just talk about, is it wrong to know something, like you know someone's cheating, you a friend and you know another friend got a man or a man got a woman, whatever, blah, 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 and you know that they cheating and you don't snitch. So this episode is about snitching. Is it wrong to snitch or is it a good thing to snitch? Before I get into that, I want to give some scenarios. So, if I know someone that I know is getting cheated on by someone else I know, would I say something? I'll put it this way. If you have evidence, so like first off, if you are people of God, this thing, if you are Christian, you know another Christian that is cheating on another Christian, yes, you should tell. If you know, you got to. I look at it like this. If I was getting cheated on, I ain't Mario Winans. It ain't no, I don't want to. No, you better tell me. I think it's very messed up, especially when you're Christian. If Christians know that someone in their family, so if you are a mom and you know your son cheats on his wife and you love God, even if you don't like this woman. So see, a lot of times that factors in. Some people, because they don't like the person getting cheated on personally, they won't say nothing because they feel like, I don't like him anyway. I want them to break up. But in all honesty and all right and all what is God has made us for, thou shalt not lie. That if you know, if you have substantial evidence, not hearing rumors, not believing, not feeling, not the Lord showed me, unless he did. But if you know without the shadow of a doubt in your mind that this person's cheating on this other person, there's no way that you should hide it. It's unfair. So if you're a mother and your son cheats on his wife, you should go to the wife and say, listen, this, if you like her, this is what you say. I like you. I'm only telling you this because I love you. But my son's cheating on you. My son's cheating on you. I have to tell you. If you are a mother or father and you have a daughter and you know that she's cheating, you gotta be real. Y'all can't do this to people. It's wrong. I got a whole bunch of podcasts talking about dudes out here cheating and women out here cheating. It's wrong to do that to somebody. A lot of people say it's their business. Let them do what they do. Mind your business. Mind yours. That ain't nothing to do with you. Mind your business. No. 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 It's wrong. If I know anybody that I know is cheating and I have substantial evidence, like I've seen it. I've seen the text. I've seen the video. I've seen the meetup. I'm telling. Because you shouldn't be doing that. I think it's unfair to do that to somebody, especially when you have God in your life. I put it like this. I did a podcast talking about how to keep, can you keep a man from cheating or can you keep a woman? No. You, God can. But I'm going to tell you, you can't do that to somebody. I'm not even making this long. I'm making this one. This is going to be my shortest podcast ever. It just had to be said because people ask me. And I tell them, if you know, tell. You ain't posted just because you mad at somebody. All of a sudden, I ain't going to say nothing. Let them do what they got to do. That ain't between me. That's between them and God. Yes, it is. But maybe God put it in front of you so it could be between you, them, and God. And then you leave it to God. Talking about some, I don't like her anyway, or I don't like him anyway, so I don't care if they get cheated on. It's wrong. Snitch to the snitch out here. I don't believe in snitching about a lot of other stuff. Like, I mean, I snitches get stitches. It's been a saying for years, centuries. When I was in the hood life, I ain't gonna snitch on someone in the hood and I seen them. Now I would. If I see someone now doing what they supposed to be doing, I'm not snitching. I'm just gonna go to them and say, why are you doing that? I seen these two dudes at Walmart. Always at Walmart. They were on the side where the pickup was, Walmart pickup, the orange little tags in the ground. They're in a car, they meet up, and I literally seen one dude give another dude a bag. And I said, this is crazy. So I was walking by, then the dude goes back up, and he goes, so I said, you know, I'm not going to say nothing. But then I thought about it, I said, you know what? I'm a child of God, I got to be real. And I want them to live, I want them to have a good life. I think of that type of stuff. So what I did, I said, come on, y'all looking so obvious. Y'all look so obvious. And they both just giggling, looking at me like crazy. What are you talking about? Wait. But you guys look so bad. I used to do this stuff. Y'all look so obvious and so bad. Do any of y'all have kids? One of the guys, that's my business. I'm what you just ain't gonna do it to you undercover or something? Other guy. No, he's cool. I can tell, he's a cool dude. He's like, he's a cool dude. I said, dog, I'm not trying to step on those toes or nothing, but don't risk it, man. And then the guy's like, I do got kids. My daughter's in the back right now, man. You know, he's like, you make me feel mad guilty, bro. Like, dad, you make me feel mad guilty, bro. Like, I'm like, bro, it's a kid in the back. If a police officer seen you right now, you could lose your daughter in the back. Think about it. So no, I don't believe in just straight up snitching. I don't have to snitch. I'm just going to tell you from my perspective what you should and what you shouldn't do. Does it make any sense? That's what I do. So when it comes to cheating, I truly, truly believe you should tell somebody if their significant other is out here playing with them. You could save their lives. What if you have a friend and your friend's with somebody and they cheating. And they cheat with the bad guy. You don't say nothing. They cheat with someone. They get caught up in a drug trade. They get caught up and catch an STD like AIDS or whatever it can be. You could have prevented that just by telling the truth. Just by saying, I got to keep it real with you. I always say to people, if you don't want to go to a person to deal with conflict, do anonymous incognito, send messages. If you got videos, if you got texts, if you got proof, pictures, send it to the person. Like if your homegirl is with the guy and you know that guy's cheating and you got pictures, send that to her through a blank email, through a made up email, whatever you got to do. And then you might get the call. Someone just sent me a video of thing cheating. Do you see him cheating in the video? Yeah, he's walking. Okay, so what are you calling me for? I don't have nothing to do with that. Whatever got to be done. Like, you can look at it as lying, whatever. But when you deal with something like that, the person ain't going to be happy. They ain't going to be sitting there like, oh, yeah, you know, girl, thanks for looking out. People fight over that type of stuff. And then you get brought in on it. And a lot of times, because we don't want to get brought in on stuff or deal with drama, we shut our mouths. But you should say something about this. You should say something. If I know anybody in my ministry that's cheating on somebody that went, I'm going to snitch. If I have evidence to it. Not if I hear rumors, if I see, if I have evidence of it, I am snitching. I don't care. Because it is wrong. It is wrong. Telling y'all it's wrong. But that's all I have for this episode. If you know someone getting cheated on, snitch. Whatever way it got to be done. Through text, through phone, through email, through Gmail, through through Messenger. I don't care what you got to do. Snitch on these people. Because people shouldn't be out here cheating on their significant other. It's wrong. Thank you guys for listening. That's all I got for this. Snitch if you have to. It's my mouth and I can snitch if... Snitch if you have to save lives. Only you can prevent wildfires in relationships. Only you. So do it. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Jayon, peace.